Have you been a good boy for me? I do hope so. You like being a good boy for me. My sweet boy, just relax now. Tonight, Shibby will take care of everything. Did you know, slut, that I love to leave marks on my playthings? I love leaving marks on you, any kind. Just something for you to remember our time together by. Now, there was a fun trick I learned at a hypnosis event I attended a while back. In a class taught by Lee Allure, a lovely woman and an incredibly talented hypnotist. She likes using markers too sometimes. There was a sub there who really wanted to be hypnotized a very large number of times at the event. And Lee, in her kindness, decided to help the poor fellow with this item on his bucket list. In front of an entire audience, she dropped him into trance. And once there, she took a marker and made two arrows on his skin. One for up, and one for down. And for the rest of that kink event, anytime someone touched his down arrow, he sunk into trance. Every time someone stroked his up arrow, he came out. He was a very fractionated boy by the end. So, can you guess what I will do with you tonight? Sadly, I can't be there to stroke your skin in person. But thanks to the wonders of hypnosis and the beauty of your submission, I don't need to be. And since you are such a good boy, and you drop so easily for me, sink into sweet trance. Find your mind looping down, 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 spiraling and falling as your eyes fall shut, and you drop, drop, my sweet boy, deeper, deeper. That's right, my perfect, helpless pet, mind blank and empty. Now, it is possible you might not think so, might wonder and question, but you are asking the wrong question. The right question is, and always will be, do you obey? Obedience as an instinct must always initially come from a choice. A choice that becomes habit. A habit that becomes unthinking. You had a choice. You chose to listen to me. You chose to follow my orders and my instructions. And now, it is just so easy to continue doing so. To let obeying my will become habit. Become unthinking. My sweet boy, drop. Drop into submissive haze. Follow my instructions. However you need to move, you may and you can, so long as you move in accordance with my will. And every time you move towards my will, in any way, you'll feel a sense of satisfaction, of rightness. Obeying me is right. You know this. You're a smart boy. You know it is what you want. What I want is what you want. And so it is just so easy to let my words twine around and bind you. And just like listening to my voice, it's so pleasant. Following my orders is so nice as well. In and out of trance, it is a choice you have made, a habit and an instinctive response that burrows further into you with every single command you follow, every action you take, every minute you listen. My voice becomes more powerful. It takes you over and it takes you deeper. Deeper into submission. Deeper into your slavery-driven thoughts. Until one day, if it hasn't come already, you will wonder, am I this way because I am, or because she made me? And the answer is simple. Yes. Yes, you are. Yes, I did. Yes, you will. Go deeper. Relax and breathe. And prepare yourself to obey, fully able to move, and finding yourself moving without hesitation to respond to my will, your mind firmly drenched in subspace. Slave, sit up straight. Open your eyes. Focus. Pick up your marker. Use your dominant hand to write on your non-dominant arm. Laying that non-dominant arm flat. Palm down. In the middle of your hand, right below the knuckles and before it gets to the wrist. Write the number 1. So easy. So simple. So perfectly natural to obey. Good boy. Now, on your wrist, make a 2. Good boy. Now continuing on down your arm towards your elbow, we will continue writing until there are 10 numbers. 1 through 10. And with each number you write, find yourself relaxing. 3. Each one comes after the other, and it is just so simple. 4. So simple your mind can just relax. Just follow the task. There's no risk. 5. But if you are a good boy, there will be a reward. 6. You like rewards. 7. And as the numbers go up your arm, I want your mind to blissfully imagine how good it feels to be rewarded. 8. And let that imagined bliss become real bliss. 9. Trailing over your skin. Sweet, wonderful, stimulating pleasure that circulates through your body, giving you a shiver of excitement and pleasure. 10. Good boy. You did perfect. You can put the marker down now. It's no longer needed. Put any tension away with it. We have all we need right here. Now, these numbers on your arm, see them rise up a bit. They are buttons. Buttons that I want you to connect to the pleasure centers of your brain. Your mind is powerful, and even more so when my will guides it. So just let me. Let me tell you what will happen. And let your subconscious mind directly direct your brain to make the patterns and conduits just as I say. You see, your nerves are always transmitting. The thing is, we mostly ignore this fact. We are so used to it, it's like a familiar smell. If you are always exposed, you don't notice it. Unless someone mentions it. But regardless of your attention, it is always there. Your nerves work the same way. They are always on. They always have the capability to give loads of sensation. And every one of your nerves are made of the same bit. So any one of your nerves, no matter where they are on your body, can transmit the same stimuli as any other. Every part of your body is connected to every other part. Sexual pleasure is not limited to sexual zones. It's not just your cock that can feel jolts of arousal. You're a smart boy. You already knew that. You're also a slut, so I imagine you have felt sexual pleasure in many ways. Well, for the rest of the day, you will feel sexual pleasure tied to those buttons on your arm. They are disconnected from sensations such as pain or discomfort. The only sensation they control is pleasure, and they control all of your pleasure. Physical pleasure, mental pleasure, emotional pleasure, submissive pleasure. No matter what you do, if you enjoy it even the tiniest bit, those buttons will control the level of pleasure you feel. One, of course, being low levels, a murmuring of joy. Two, touch it. Touch, two. Touch it and press it and feel joy and pleasure rise inside you. Even though it's just two, it is still very much in the positive. It still feels really good. Feel it blend all of your pleasures together, connecting your conduits so that your brain releases happy and pleasurable chemicals to wash through your entire body. Two is almost relaxing. Relax. Breathe. Feel the smile that is edging at your awareness. Let it out. Release any inhibitions that are keeping you from smiling. Let them go. It's easier to just give in to me. Good boy. Now for your reward. Press 3. And feel that pleasure ramping up. Your whole body just buzzing with pleasure, feeling so pleasantly warm and fuzzy. Think a happy thought. Think a thought you enjoy. Let that thought fill you and cover your awareness. Make it vivid. Even a simple thought, like a simple picture or sound or touch, can still be incredibly complex under the surface. Flesh out some of those complexities for me. And notice as you do how happy it makes you. How good it feels. to just soak in that happy thought. Now press 4. Feel that happiness spike. Feel your pleasure spike. 5. Heady and happy. 5 is where concentration starts to get a bit harder. The pleasure turning your mind a bit fuzzy. A bit like love-tinted glass where you love everything and everyone because the pleasure rising inside of you just feels too good to care about anything else. And you want to share it, to make others happier. And you find it is so easy to do so. So easy to do the tiniest things to make people happy. And feel that happiness reflecting back onto you, into you. And maybe, if you make a woman happy, she will say, "Good boy." And you will find I am not the only one that can make that trigger work on you. Good boy. Even an owner to their dog in passing makes you instinctively press your buttons. Makes you happier. Feel better. Feel pleasure. 6. Sexual pleasure at 2 can be a pleasant buzz in the background. But sexual pleasure at 6 is so much more. Impossible to ignore at this point. And at 6, your body is instructed to not ignore, to never ignore, to feel every bit of sexual pleasure and arousal that your nerves transmit, and that your skin feels. And since all pleasures are amplified and mixed, any form of pleasure is all forms of pleasure. So any happy thought, any good-tasting food, any sweet scent that fills your breath transmits sexual pleasure, intense and wonderful. 7. Even stronger pleasure. It's as if your body is dancing with it, and every form of perception that perceives a positive from any of your senses, from your mind, from your emotions. All positive thoughts and actions and emotions almost dent you with the deep pleasure they provide. Perhaps a scent you like, a sound that you want to stop and listen to, a sight that makes you smile, all amplified into wonderfully intense pleasure that is sexual and satisfying and happy. And at 8, press 8. Here is where I will tell you the sneakiest bit of all. In case you have not met that realization, though I know a part of you has, you like the sound of my voice. It makes you happy. Every word then makes you happy. My voice is so wonderful to listen to. And it makes you happy, so each syllable out of my mouth causes a spiking surge of pleasure, as level 8 is just so intense. And you throb with it, burn with it, live with it, and spread it higher. 9. My good boy. Feeling such intense pleasure filling your body now. Loving it. Wanting more of it. Feeling the spikes and drops of pure pleasure turn into waves. Waves undulating across not just your body, but your mind. Spasming. Fireworks of intense jolts exploding at every tiny thing that makes you even remotely happy. Pulsing, like a bomb in a game, pulsing bigger and faster as the seconds tick by. 9 is a dangerous level to stay on unless you want to burst and feel your body surge around your core as wave after wave of pleasure hits you. Think of your happy thought and feel the joy wash over you. The sexual delight wash over you. The submissive bliss wash over you. The crash of a crescendo releasing and exploding. All in a moment, yet feeling as if built in infinity. As it comes back and stays and goes again. And again. Every time you feel something nice, hear something nice, think something nice. Positive thoughts alone giving you orgasmic bliss over and over while you stay at this level. And this is only 9. Imagine what's next. Imagine transcending this pleasure. Incorporate what it will feel like into what you will perceive. Know it is amazing and know you are amazing. And 10. Touch it. Feel it burst. And stay bursting. Pleasure at my voice. Pleasure in my pleasure at you. No time in between surges of pleasure. All of your nerves lighted up and screaming at your attention to tell you how good it feels. How good you feel. My sweet boy, my good boy. Embrace the pleasure and let it take over your mind. Drop deeper under my control as I drop you in a vat of pleasure that covers your entire body. A golden living sweetness that sinks into your pores, and even if your eyes were open, you would see nothing as the pure pleasure sends your vision white. Sends your mind white. Good boy.
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 Press 2. Relax. Release the tension in your muscles. The built-up building of unknown expectation. Just relax. Just breathe. Good boy. Everything is all right. You are doing perfect. I couldn't be more proud. My good boy. Now, go listen to one of my audios. A jerk-off instructional, or maybe a hands-free orgasm file. And while you listen, every time you hear me say the words, good boy, press a button, starting at 1. And every time you hear me say it, good boy, press the next button up, and feel the pleasure my voice is causing you rise. More pleasure. Every button you go up. No cheating. You must go 1 button at a time. From 1 to 2. 2 to 3. 3 to 4. And upwards. All the way to 10. By the time you hit 10, the pleasure will be so intense you will be squirming. Every breath, every movement as your chest rises. Pleasure. Sweet and sexual. Satisfying and completely encompassing every fiber of your being. So much pleasure you are not even sure you can take it. But you will. Take the pleasure. Take the happiness. Let it fill you. Up and up and up. Up and keep going up. Every time I say, good boy, hit 10 again and again, and find there is no cap. Feel your pleasure rising, rising, stronger and stronger, taking you deeper into trance as your mind cannot stay awake when it's hit with so much pleasure. It gets shocked down, deep down, every pulse of pleasure lasting longer and longer. And this is what you will feel when you listen to any of my files, or experience any form of joy or pleasure for the next day. A 24-hour day. 24 hours from when this file ends. Until at this time tomorrow, this trigger starts to fade and these buttons become less effective. So be very sure to come listen to another of my files before that happens. It's always more fun when my triggers are at their strongest, when I play with you. And after this file, when you listen to your next file, one I give or one I choose, the trigger will remain even after. The buttons, even if washed off, still transmitting, still keeping your nerves in a constant wakeful state, where pleasure is much more intense the higher you press, with the ability to go back lower. Lower to one, which is normal. Even if washed off, slave, the buttons stay. You know where they are and feel them. You can feel them on your skin, even without the marker. The marker is really just there to make the buttons easy to find. But even without it, your subconscious knows just how to open and release the floodgates of your pleasure. Always from two, making you happier, more pleasant, more relaxed, easier able to deal with anything calmly. Because nothing matters but the pleasure, the joy, the satisfaction and happiness of being a good boy. Until this time tomorrow, triggers strongly anchored, because you are just such a good boy. Now, slave, while you go about your day today and tomorrow, every time you so much as brush your arm, you will feel the buttons pressing down in that spot. And your mind and body will react with pleasure. Finding two is a good level to act normal. Just happier. Friendlier. Always knowing you're allowed to reset it back to two. As you find yourself smiling more. Three is perfect for completing tasks. Feeling so good every time you finish something or take a positive step in that direction. Feeling your normal wave of satisfaction, but even stronger, even more satisfying, even more pleasurable. And this reward for your efforts, feeling so good you want to do more good. Feeling each accomplished step or task as a shot of energy. Energy and pleasure. Pleasure and release. Released of anything but happiness and pleasure for the next day. Functioning quite capably when you press two. Interacting so nicely, so productively when you press three. Smile like an idiot and people will still love you. And maybe even more. Every effort you put forth bringing more joy. More pleasure. My sweet boy. Relax. Breathe. Press five. Feel the urge to listen to me more, to seek out more pleasure and more joy in being submissive, in following my will because it pleases me for you to do so. You like pleasing me. Please me by pleasing yourself. Touching yourself. Feeling deep sexual pleasure while you think of me, while you obey me. Good boy. One, waking up, buttons in place, going back and pressing one and pressing each number as I wake you up, to start down again at one when you listen to my file, feeling pleasure, feeling happy, wanting to come. Two, because you are allowed to come. You are, in fact, encouraged. And I don't feel an order is necessary here, do you? Three, smiling. You can't help it. It just feels too good. Keep going. Four, all of your own will entering into you. Consciousness and self-actualization flooding into you to stay with you for the next day. Allowed to press buttons as you please, but always pressing the next one up when you hear the words, good boy. Always able to go back down if needed, because it is just so hard to concentrate. At five, wake up. You know what you have to do.